Okay, let's see if I remember how to do this thing here. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. We are back. We're at full strength. The boys are back in town on a Monday morning, July 13th. Here's what it all sounded like. We talked vacation activities to start things off. A stripperless strip club. Maskless madness. Cindy found a really strange thing in her toilet over vacation and four random facts. Plus, then the herd were shared as they always are on Monday mornings. We discovered the real me in song stories and I made a Monday morning mashup. Here's what it all sounded like. Enjoy it is the Daily Podcast.
We are all back together in the studio as one, and in all honesty, folks, we've only had about 40 minutes to go, hey, how was your vacation? But hey, how was your vacation?
Great.
It was awesome.
Yeah?
So tuned out from the world, so happy.
Yeah, it was
so
nice.
Blissfully ignorant.
It was this. I worked my ass off the first week.
Did you?
I was just doing stuff around the house that, you know, unlike everybody else who had to, you know, quarantine at home and all of a sudden had all this free time.
Sure.
Right? We were working. Mm-hmm. So all of that stuff, my whole first week of vacation was nothing but power washing and fixing and building and repair. And just it's all it was. And then the second week was just glory.
Drinking.
I
was going to say, that went hand in hand every week.
Yeah. Right. You want to know where the COVID-19 is? It's right here, folks. It's right here. Right.
We're going to compare bellies.
Right. I drank from Friday the 3rd
right
until about 12:30 Saturday night.
Did you live up to your end of show sponsors that said 10 a.m.? Was when it commenced?
Yeah. Bloody
okay,
Mary's
good.
Down the street.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. All
yeah,
right.
That's how it
well,
should be.
Well, we are all back and here for you. We got a lot to get to today. We've got a Monday morning mashup happening. We'll thin the herd. Just so much stuff.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So, did you have any COVID encounters? I mean, you know, what was it like? Like, you were down the shore. Right? What was that like?
Just in terms of, there were times when the beach was crowded, I would try to... You know, we kept our distance. We sort of set up our umbrellas and stuff by the walkway entrance so it was farther away from folks.
What about you?
I had to return to my car to get my credit card at Wawa because they're not taking cash due to a coin shortage. And that's about as affected I was.
Oh, really?
I had no idea there was a coin shortage. Apparently, all right. We all just have been hoarding our money in coolers.
All right. I have found that that I prefer curbside pickup.
God.
To like Grubhub delivery.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because the Grubhub guys, not necessarily the cleanest people I've ever seen.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I've never done that.
A lot of them are like, well, I was standing waiting to pick up a pizza and there were all these guys from like Grubhub and DoorDash and all this
Uber Eats.
Right. And I'm looking at them going, I don't want them touching my food, even if it's just a bag. I mean,
even if it's 2018.
And then this story, I saw this story this morning. Do you know about the Sundowner in Niagara Falls?
No.
The Sundowner in Niagara Falls is a strip club.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, and
cool name.
Right, right. And they're very exact as to where they are as well. But they're the Sundowner in Niagara Falls, and they've decided to reopen. Uh-huh. Even though the state of New York has made it very clear that strip clubs can't reopen yet.
Okay.
All right. But they have reopened. They've opened up a tent outside.
On the Canadian side?
No. On the New York side.
Right.
And they've opened up a tent outside where they have, you know, casual dining.
Yeah.
Right. And the tables are 6 feet apart and no strippers.
So you're just there for the steakhouse?
Yeah, right. Right. The steakhouse. Can you imagine what this is like?
Hey there, gentlemen. Welcome to the Sundowner, Niagara Falls strip club on Lundy's Lane that's opening without live entertainment. That's right. On stage one, it's Nihility. Take a look on stage two for Cypher. And on stage three, the triplets, Zip, Zilch, and Zot. And coming up on stage four right now, the great Nobody. That's right. Nobody will do a table dance, and nobody wants you to have a great time. Hey, and don't forget to tip your waitstaff.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Today is the 35th anniversary of the happening of Live Aid.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
You weren't alive, were you?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't alive?
No.
Steve wasn't.
It was 85.
No.
It was 85.
Oh,
87.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
I knew about it, though. I knew it was happening.
You knew it was happening. Yeah,
I was really excited for it.
Yeah. So, anyway, but the Cars were really one of the best performing bands of stateside. I remember was seeing them on MTV, you know, after the event,
mm-hmm.
and it was just they did just such a great performance.
They were good live.
Yeah, they were really, really good live. Because a lot of bands, you know, like they were kind of slapping it together. They weren't planning on being there. They hadn't rehearsed, and you know, we'll just go out there and do a couple of songs. Then you know, Mick and what's her face came out on stage, and Tina Turner,
mm-hmm.
and that just blew the crowd away. That mm-hmm. was just incredible. But an incredible day. We'll get to more of it throughout the day. 72 degrees outside right now, mostly sunny today, with the high temperature about 87 degrees. Probably. Wait, did somebody do that? Or
it sounded like a digital laugh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was like yeah. Right.
Got okay. some kinks to work out.
All right.
Alrighty.
Sure it is. Microphones need to be retuned. All right. But anyway, one of the things that amazed me while I was on vacation, I'm sorry, I just don't get it. What is the big deal about wearing a mask? I don't understand these people. I saw a video of a guy who was trying to get into a store somewhere. Right. And he refused to put a mask on. And I said, well, sir, if you're not going to put a mask on, you're going to have to leave. Right. And somebody was videotaping him. Mm-hmm. Right. And obviously, because I saw a video of a guy.
Right.
Right? But and then he starts screaming. This is a grown man. I feel threatened. I feel threatened. It's like, what?
I saw a woman that was bum rushing a door and bouncing off the glass.
Oh,
did you see that one?
In New Orleans. Yeah. The one in New Orleans.
I didn't see this.
This
is a great watch.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. This is a good. She
loses to the door.
Yeah,
thankfully.
She loses the door. She ends it up. But she is ramming the door. She's watched too many movies.
Okay.
She's ramming a glass door, basically trying to hit its shoulder first, but her head is bouncing off of it. And the last time she goes at it, right, it's her head that hits first. Now she's laying on the ground.
Yeah, door one, lady bleeding. Zero.
Right. And she slowly, in her agony and pain, lifts up one finger. and the people, because they wouldn't let her in because she wasn't wearing a mask.
Funny.
Right? But I just don't understand these people. I just don't get it. There was some little old lady, the nicest, sweet little old lady in a Costco. Again, freaking the hell out. And the woman's being very kind to her. She says, look, if you just step outside. So we can. She goes, you don't understand. I'm allergic to masks. She says, well, it's fine. You know, I'm sorry that you're allergic to masks, but we can't let you in the store.
Well, ma'am, wait till you try to be allergic to COVID-19. Yeah. That's going to be tough.
Right. You know, and then just to ice the cake. Right, a guy in Ohio who made a whole bunch of Facebook posts about how he refused to wear a mask.
Oh, my God, I saw this. I know this story.
He died last week.
Yeah. Yep.
So, what are you going to do? He's gone.
If you're through with quarantining, going out just for the evening, not so fast, you're putting on a mask. Even if you're symptom-free, someone near you maybe might not be, so don't ask. You're putting on a mask. It sure beats just sitting on the couchy, trying hard to not appear too grouchy. Dr. Fauci, if you say I'll wear it later, it's that or a ventilator, your last gasp. You're putting on a mask. You're putting on a mask. You're putting on a mask.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We went on vacation, and people were just like really starting to roll back into work, mm-hmm. and then we weren't here for the better part of 2 weeks. So we're back, and you're back, so it's nice to have us all back together again. 72 degrees outside right now, a mostly sunny day ahead of us. High temperature, about 87 degrees. We'll get the song stories at 7:10, and it has to do with The Who, and the first time they walked into their brand new studio. But joining us is Cindy Graham. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, how was our time off for you?
You know, I have actually had something really weird happen, if I have a minute. This never happened probably to anybody before. I got up one night to use the bathroom. I saw this dark blob in the toilet bowl, and I thought, gross, somebody forgot to flush the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And I got closer, and it moved.
No!
What?
Whoa!
It was a frog.
A frog?
In the toilet.
What is
Come
Randy
on.
Eating?
Right. Did you kiss him?
No, I woke Randy up, and I said, there's a frog in the toilet.
And so he got up and flushed it.
It could have been worse. We've all heard the stories of the snakes in the toilet.
Yeah, I didn't know it was other amphibians.
By the way, I saw an interesting fact the other day, speaking of toilets. All right. Do you know what the number one selling product? It is up 800%, this product.
What?
Bidets.
Oh,
that makes sense.
It's like crazy.
Sure. We ran out of toilet paper. Remember that?
That's it. Well, here it is, a Monday morning, and we've got your random facts.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, five.
All right, get us going, Sandy.
All right, Time Magazine didn't change from naming a man of the year to a person of the year until 1999, even though several women had gotten the title before that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Steve?
People in the 1700s thought the platypus was a hoax, just like Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. People just thought it seemed too ridiculous that there was a venomous animal with a duck's bill, otter's feet, and a beaver's tail. They've never heard of man-bear-pig, though.
It is one of God's mistakes.
Yeah, Dave.
It's illegal to own any debris from the Challenger explosion.
What?
Yeah. In fact, if you get caught with some, you could face up to 10 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
Wild, huh?
Oh, well, time to start searching the desert and taking my chances. lastly this morning, Katsumi Tezukiya is the actor who played the original Godzilla in the first Godzilla movie, the black and white one with Aaron Burr. He's still alive at 107 years old. You gotta hand it to those, you know, radioactive.
random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Ahead of us this morning is a Dog and Bowl gift card from Monday Morning Mashup. Dave, last week put together a whole bunch of mashups for us. Dave, I think these are tough. Steve thinks these are tough. You think they're not.
You guys just stink.
We stink.
I trust the listeners.
I do stink at these. You're right. I suck.
Trust the listeners
but
are so good.
But you don't suck as much as Bill Weston.
Yeah, well, Bill does suck. Every
game we play, I don't understand this.
Yeah, he's also not good.
Works.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's bad.
I believe in the listeners.
All right.
I think we'll get a winner on the third call.
On the third call?
Third call. That's my call.
Well, that's really going out on the limb. Usually, the third call is the one that gets it.
But you're saying these are brutally tough. If they don't win, if they don't figure out these two songs, I'll bring in Sizzlies tomorrow for everybody in here.
Oh, good. Well, listeners getting something out of this.
Well, then I'm changing the song. I'm going to go an even tougher one. But right now, we are going to song stories.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Trusted Tax Resolution. Don't face the IRS alone. Visit TrustedTaxResolution.com. We're dealing with the Who this morning. We're going back to 1973. In 1973, the idea of a band having their own recording studio was a new one. I mean, it was, for the most part, unheard of. Everybody was using, and there were great studios all over the world. I mean, they used to use Olympic all the time, but they decided they wanted their own studio, and The Real Me is the first song that they ever recorded. It was for Quadrophenia, and Roger Daltrey says it was also another first for the band.
That was our first song we actually cut in our own studio, called Ramport. That was good fun to sing. I used to quite like that song. Nightmare on Stage is a rotten key. But it's kind of soul-y. I quite like that song.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
At 7:40, the Monday Morning Mashup. This is where Dave takes two classic rock songs, mixes them together in such a way that they sound like one song. You've got to figure out what the two songs are. Although Dave and Steve and I believe that Dave's mashups this week, he gave me three of them.
Yeah.
And this is the easiest one of them all.
Okay.
And I think that's still really tough.
All right.
You want to hear it?
Yep.
Okay. For those of you who want to play along. This is longer than normal, too.
All right.
Not that tough.
The ending I got of one of them.
You got one of them?
One, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's almost an entire part of a song. For one side of the aisle.
Could you put the lyrics in?
I did not.
Could you?
If you want.
That would help.
I'll sing them.
Well, at 7:40, we'll give you the opportunity to figure out what those two songs are, and you'll walk away with a Dog and Bowl gift card. Numbers here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, because we're getting ready for the Monday Morning Mashup, which sounds like this. I don't think you ever did one that long.
I might not have.
That is probably the longest one that there ever has been. If you've never encountered the mashup before, it's where Dave takes two songs and he, you know, interweaves them between each other, and then he comes up with a mashup. Get that right, and you're going to walk away with a $25. It's a $25 gift card, right?
Correct.
$25 Dog and Bull gift card. So let's get ready for it. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil a mashup, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash. Slice, dice, chip, chop.
The Monday Morning Mashup.
Monday Morning Mashup. And one more time, let's play that for you so you understand what you're dealing with. What are these two songs glued together? 215-263-WMGK. I can identify the bands. I have no problem identifying the bands.
You should.
I'm having a hard time identifying the
tones.
The songs.
The tones are there. It's almost right. Like when we do, you know, Dave's beatdown.
Right.
You got to see the tone, hear the tone,
right,
and then go from there and decipher the two.
So right. I got nothing until, like I mentioned, I can pick up one of them at the end of the clip.
Oh, the end?
Yes.
Yeah. I did add a little extra flair at the end. So.
Yeah, I did add a little extra flair.
We'll see.
One more.
People
give
can
one more?
It.
Okay. Yeah. WMGK. Let's start off this morning with Brian. I got two Brians, one with a Y, one without. This is Brian with a Y. Good morning, Brian. How you doing? Brian, anytime you want to talk.
Hey, it's Brian with an I.
You're Brian with an I. Okay. All right. So Brian with an I. Right, they spelled it with a Y on my board here in the studio.
Oh, she's used to Brian Callen.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So Brian with an I. All right, tell me, what are the two songs that are in today's Monday Morning Mashup?
Van Halen's I'll Wait and Don Henley's Boys of Summer.
Don Henley's Boys of Summer, Van Halen, I'll Wait. I've got to tell you, that is incorrect.
Nice
that
try.
Takes us over to Other Brian. Are you with a Y or with an I, Other Brian?
I am with an I.
You're with an I also. All right, Other Brian, what are the two songs for the mashup this morning?
I'll Wait by Van Halen and Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits.
All right, Dave, you were right.
Boom! Attaboy!
Wow. Nicely done, man.
That is absolutely correct. All right, we didn't think anybody was going to get this, but you did, my man. Of the two Bryans, you're the Brian who got it right, and you get the gift card.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen,
in the herd.
Well, here's a different type of story. A 31-year-old guy named Thomas Dymek was asking people for money outside a drugstore in Ewing, New Jersey. A 66-year-old woman walked by, gave him a dollar, but he didn't think it was enough. So he got in her car, he jumped in and stole it, sitting on her lap. She was in the driver's seat, he got on top of her. She was pinned down under him and couldn't reach the brakes. So there was nothing she could do. Some people saw it happen, called 911, and he ended up getting into a high-speed chase with the cops. And all the while, sitting on the woman's lap.
It's terrifying.
All right? He eventually crossed the border here into Pennsylvania, where they finally stopped him. And he jumped out of the car. Cops chased him down on foot. The woman he sat on was checked out by paramedics. He gave a statement to the cops. She's okay. He's facing a bunch of charges.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
We go to England, where Fred Moulton broke into an apartment building when he saw an open window. Now, he went in, the whole place was empty. Why was it empty? Well, it was being remodeled. So there was literally nothing in there to steal. Realized that, he decided to leave, but on his way out, he got his foot stuck in a window.
Okay.
And he ended up dangling outside of the building upside down. And he had to call the fire department. They came and rescued him. When they got him down, they then called the cops, who found drugs on him. He was looking for stuff to steal to pay off a debt to a drug dealer. He was sentenced to 18 months of probation and has to go to rehab.
in the herd.
Dave. All right, now this is what you call a suspicious package. Earlier this year, airport security in Belgium stopped a guy who was flying in from Jamaica. So already there were some red flags.
Bossy, what's going on? What you got on you?
Exactly.
You carrying any drugs?
I feel like I'm there right now. They detected cocaine. It's not clear if a drug dog singled him out or what, but they didn't find any drugs on him. I don't know. They basically did a drug test, though, because they detected cocaine. So they took him to a hospital to do a full examination. It turned out he was hiding 4.5 ounces of cocaine in a fake penis. Fake penis was involved, a prosthetic of some sort.
He had it on?
Hollowed out inside the member. They accused him of being a rather creative drug mule, and he claims he got the drugs in Jamaica while visiting mom for personal use. Either way, he's facing up to 3 years in prison.
That should make it easier. I'm not dealing, just for personal use.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, Mindy Valencia, Cruz Hernandez, and Mark Jimenez learned a lot about technology. Unfortunately, they learned it the hard way. Cops in, I'm hoping it's called Pinal County, Arizona, and not Penal County, Arizona, say the duo swiped 2 security cameras from a mining company. What they didn't know is the cameras had GPS ability and could continue sending pictures even after they were moved. So after the alleged heist, pictures were sent to a cell phone identifying one of the men and showing the inside of the residence where they were all hiding out. Okay. In another picture, all 3 of them can be seen as the robbery was going down and the cameras were being taken down.
Man.
The GPS was easy for the cops to track. The address was found. The arrests were made. And now each of them is technology enlightened, but they are up and booked on third-degree burglary charges.
In the
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Today is the 35th anniversary of Live Aid happening in Wembley, England, and of course here in Philadelphia. And although 35 isn't a number that a big celebration about, but we should say something about it. It's a good ninth round number. I got to work that event. That was a strange event for me on a couple of levels. I was working for a network, you know, covering it. Pierre was covering it for the station. I was covering for the network. We were both swapping all the information that we got.
Okay.
And we had passes that got us everywhere.
Okay.
Right? And I remember being up on stage before the thing was happening and just checking it out. And as I turned around, I bumped into, I mean, I literally bumped into, nearly landed him on his ass, grabbed him just in time, Bill Graham. Right, you know, who was like one of my biggest heroes, and it was the second time in my life that I had done that. I did it to him. There's an on the record. It's a 2-part on the record that I did about Bill Graham. Right, and around the time that he passed away. Right, about bumping into him at a roller skating rink. Right, and I put him on his ass that time.
On skates.
Right, on skates.
Nice.
Yeah. Right. Right. But I mean, it was a great all around day, because that's also the day that we found out that the Morning Zoo was the number one radio show in Philadelphia. So I went into complete shock and ended up watching half of Live Aid at home.
That's a day to remember.
Yeah, it is a day to remember, right? Now, we were hoping to be in third place, and then we came out number one and was like, oh, my God. Right? But if you remember that day, if you were watching it at home, it started at 7 o'clock in the morning, our time, in England. Right, it was noon in England, and if you were watching MTV and hearing it start, it went down like this.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. And around the world, it's time for Live Aid. Wembley welcomes their Royal Highnesses, the Prince and Princess of Wales.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Royal Salute.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.